Today is Monday, September 20th, 2010, and you're listening to Robert Lee Camp and Your Destiny. When I hear this song, I hear the dog barking, I think of that song, Who Let the Dogs Out, which is one of my favorite songs to dance to. And I got to dance to it a couple nights ago. We had our annual Magi Fellowship Intensive, and we had one night of celebration and fun, and we all got cut loose and just a lot of wild and crazy dancing. It's amazing. We have now 14... A total of 14 Magi counselors, people who are completely certified to do readings and presentations in the science of the cards. And it's a really thriving group, and it's just getting more exciting every year, and I'm just so pleased. We really had a wonderful intensive where we all sort of got in a whole deeper relationship with the cards. And you would think that coming out of that intensive, I would have all sorts of topics to talk about, but I'm sort of in recovery mode from the intensity of it all, and I think probably the other members of the fellowship are as well. Today, September 20th, 2010, Sophia Loren was born today. Let's see, guess how old she is. She was born in 1934. So she's like 1 year younger than my mother, who was born in 33. Who else do we have born today? Actor Gary Cole. We have musician Nuno Bettencourt, web designer Peter Bailey. Now, I have no idea why he's in here. He's probably famous for something that I don't know about. Actress Kristen Johnson. Let's see here. Musicians Matthew Nelson, Gunnar Nelson. Oh, right. Okay, I should have got that. And Ben Shepherd. You know, people born today, this is four clubs and two of diamonds. So I was just thinking about that. When I first started learning the cards, I learned that the fours were stubborn, basically. That's really all I was taught. I wasn't really taught anything else, that they were stubborn. But it took me a while, but I realized that fours are really concerned with security. That's what really makes them show up as being stubborn, because they're going to hold on to whatever is important to them that makes them feel safe. And then it all made sense, because fours represent the four walls, the four sides of a square. And we're going to be talking tonight about the four seasons of life, which should be interesting. And it's interesting that today's a four of clubs, also a two of diamonds. And the other thing about the four clubs is it sits in the Jupiter column of the grand solar spread, and it's the center column. So there's other cards in the center column, like eight of diamonds, ten of spades, jack of hearts, ten of diamonds, three of spades, seven of spades, and eight of hearts. I've come to the conclusion that all these cards like to be noticed a lot. They like to be in the center of things, and the four of clubs is no different. So you'll see a lot of four of clubs who become fairly successful, and it's because they like to be noticed, pretty much like a Leo would. So anyone born today or born close today, please call in tonight and get a reading. Be happy to accommodate you. Okay, our talk tonight is about the four seasons of life. And actually, as I thought about it, you know, there are these four seasons that are listed by the suits. There's the hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades, symbol of seasons of life. And then it gets further broken down into seven 13-year periods of life, give or take a few, which is Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. I think what I want to start out by saying is that everything that in life follows sort of a cycle, like a bell curve. A bell curve, if you're not familiar with it, it's like a line that's going along the bottom, and then it shoots up pretty quickly up to a plateau, curves out into almost a straight line for a while, and then curves down just as suddenly as it had gone up in the beginning. And this is pretty much the pattern that most forms take in the world. I mean, even sound waves, when you look at how the sound waves rise and fall for sounds, they look like that as well. And our life is like that too. Those first 13 years of life, there's tremendous growth that happens in our life. The body is just, you know, multiplying and doubling in size every year or two for a while. So there's this pronounced growth that we notice. And then we reach a certain stage and our body pretty much stays the same for a really long time. And then there's the period of decline. And the period of decline, things decline slowly at first, but then they can drop off very suddenly as well. And we once again become like children. So the hearts is the first period of life. And the hearts is the period of life when we're surrounded by love and family. Hearts, of course. And this is why, and this is, even though hearts is the first suit, this emphasizes how powerful hearts are, because really our self-image is set in that heart's period of life. However our childhood was, and the messages that we came out of that childhood with about ourselves, pretty much carry through for the whole rest of our life. So it would be really foolish to discount the power of the suit of hearts, because it governs the most formative years of our life and the pattern setting years of our life, just like the Mercury period of 7 years and also the 13-year Mercury period govern these formative years. After the hearts period, we go into the clubs period, where there's the education in life. And the hearts period, we don't really know exactly how long these periods last, but you know, we might say it could be 7 years, really. Because we start going to school when we're six, sometimes even earlier. But I think we're still basically heart-oriented until we get to a certain age, and that might be the age of 12 or 13, or it might be, I don't know, it could be earlier in some cases. But then we reach the clubs period of life, when it's all about communication, language, and gathering knowledge. Sort of getting a mental not a mental perspective, but a mental handle, a thought handle on everything, how to call everything, how to refer to everything, learning the names of things, just learning everything. And our mind gets filled up with a lot of new knowledge, and every year we're seeing speaking better and being more having better language skills because we've learned, and we get more hip to society and life and history and what's happened before. And the club's period of life is significant. But in the club's period of life, we generally don't put that club's knowledge into action so much. And that's what the diamond period of life is about. It's like, well, whatever we know, let's take it out in the world and let's use it to create stuff. Let's use it to create things that we want in our life. Let's use whatever skills we have to accumulate some wealth so that we can raise a family, so that we can, you know, have safety and security for our family. That's the basic purpose of the diamond period of life. And it's the money gathering period of life for the most part. And it's the accumulation of things valued in our life. And, of course, that leads to the spades period, which is the last period. And we don't really know exactly when the spades period begins. Again, the diamonds period, typically, you know, I saw this, the Jupiter period of life, the Jupiter 13-year period, starts around age 39 and goes to age 52. I don't necessarily think the spades period starts at age 52, but it is at age 52, the beginning of the Saturn period, when we really notice that for the first time, really, for most people, that we're starting to see the dropping off of our physical attributes. Now, some people may see this earlier in life. They may see this happen sooner, and some may see it happen a little later. But you'll notice that you can't, you know, do the physical things that you did when you were younger, and you're just, and there's a decline. You see that either whether it's a perception or whether it's real, it appears that every year our capability on the physical plane gets less and less. And along with that, as the physical plane deteriorates during the spade period of life, which is, it goes to the spiritual. Our attention goes more to the spiritual, which is a natural process. When we begin to lose all the things that we were identified with when we were young, when we were in our hearts, clubs, diamonds period of life, and that includes things like our ability to do things, like people, they lose their eyesight sometimes, they lose their license, they can't drive anymore, some people can't walk that well. When these things are all lost, it's a time to let go of our attachment to our identity and become prepared for being universal. So it is a nine period, you might say, of life, the spades period. Nine in the sense that everything is being let go of, all of the things that we identify with as us, all the me stuff is falling apart. So that it's an opportunity for us to achieve a higher consciousness. That's the beautiful part about it. The spades period of life, though it is the period where you see the decline of the physical, even the mental, and other things in life, it's a time when the spirit shines through often the greatest and is considered the spiritual period of life. Of course, all this must be taken with the right attitude, because there are people who get old and they don't do this at all. They just have, they're so attached to the physical that they just basically suffer a lot during that period of letting go. They fight it, and they complain and have a lot of negativity around letting go and watching the natural decline. But nobody's going to stop this. You know, we may reach a point here in this age of Aquarius. It's possible that we reach a point where everybody can live to be 200 years old or something through science. But no matter what, you will never be that youthful person you were after you've experienced that, after you've gone through it. You're never going to be a 20-year-old when you're 60. Now, of course, anything's possible, but everything that begins has an ending in life. And it's up to us to harmonize ourselves with this and to be okay with it, to be okay with the fact that it doesn't mean that your life is over. But there's different shifts. It's really amazing, I think, you know, I'm 57 years old, to see that things that I valued and treasured so much don't have as much meaning for me now. And other things have more meaning. And I think that's what it's meant to be. We just change. But it's hard to even imagine this ever would have happened when I was young, because I was so into what I was into. And I think all of us feel that way when we get to a little bit after the age of 52. And I talk a lot about age 52 being a critical year. It's like the year you set the stage for the rest of your life. You know, you have to let that be the best year possible. It's the beginning of your Saturn period of life and the ending of the Jupiter 13-year period of life. And it doesn't have to be negative. As a matter of fact, that year 52 is a very, very blessed year. Should be one of the best years of your life. Okay, so that's our little talk tonight about the seasons of life. Hope you enjoyed that. We're going to have a short break and come back and take your calls. The show is going to end a little early tonight because we have another show now behind us. So we're going to be wrapping up at 10 till 11 Eastern time, or 10 till 8 Pacific time. So I hope to get your questions in early, and we'll take it from there. So, next up is the song Transitions, and we'll be right back after the song. And that was Transitions, a song that I composed about 6 months ago. First caller tonight is Thea from Oklahoma. Her birthday, I think it's a she, is April the 10th, 1953. Jack of Diamonds, Two of Spades. Are you there, Thea?
Bert. And I am a girl.
Oh, good. Nice to know
hey,
that.
Hey, I just want to say, first of all, your music is fantastic.
Oh, thanks, Thea. I appreciate that.
It's great. And yeah, I've been to Asheville. It's very beautiful there.
I love it here. It is gorgeous.
Yeah. Beautiful.
So what part of Oklahoma are you in?
I am in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I was born and raised here, and I moved away when I was 17 and lived based out of the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania for 35 years. Came back here 4 years ago, and I'm sort of trying to reinvent myself at this point.
Well, good. So are you single, married?
I am married, and I've been an entertainer my entire life. I was with Caesars for over 30 years as an opening act. Open for a lot of people like Seinfeld and Joan Rivers and Howie Mandel.
Are you a comedian?
No, I'm a singer.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And you're a jack
of diamonds.
So
anyway, I'm just wondering what you can tell me for this year.
Well, you're right in the middle of this year.
Yes.
It started on your birthday.
Right.
So... I just need to get a general sense. Like, everything is taken in the context of what you're up to, you see.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I mean, you have as your long-range card, you have the most powerful card in the entire deck this year. It's the King of Spades. And that card would mean something way different to somebody who had goals, okay?
Right.
It's the kind of card you could accomplish anything if you had specific goals to accomplish.
Right.
But it sounds like you're more in transition.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. So is this transition, is it about your work or is it about where you would live or what?
It could possibly be about my work and my personal life as well.
Okay. So you do have quite a cards of for transition are generally fives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fives and nines. Nines represent endings and five represents change. And you have a five of diamonds environment, so that's a good symbol for a good year for change.
Okay.
Five of diamonds usually show up when things that we had before, they're not enough anymore for us. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, it's like a green light. When you have an environment card that's five, it's like a green light for change. And I do see change. I see mostly, it's like change of career or change of where you live is what I see most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And could it be both?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, you're a diamond, and when a diamond gets a five of diamonds, it could be everything. It could be their work, where they live, and their relationships, too.
Mm-hmm.
See? So, I mean, it's up to you. You're not really being real specific.
Robert, neither are you.
Well, you're not being real specific about what's going on. You know? So
yeah.
I can only give you a general answer.
Right. Actually,
it's like maybe you're having sex with somebody else that you're not married to and you're not telling me. You understand? It's like that kind of thing. Okay? You got me? You got what I'm saying? So if you can't be specific with me,
Is there a two of diamonds anywhere?
I'm sorry?
Is there a two of diamonds anywhere?
There was one earlier in Mars. Is this a person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, a person being your Mars period would cause an attraction. Or arguing. Or both.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Well, energy anyway. Okay. I was just hoping you might steer me in one direction or the other, but you're going to make me make that
decision. Well, you haven't even given me two choices to steer you in.
Okay, well, if I wanted to go back into music, which I have not been doing, I have been working in the medical field, actually, and I've loved it, but that sort of came to an end, and right now I'm trying to decide whether I should get back into music since it's what I did my whole life. And you know, there's
when you
there's
see
a possibility.
These, that's good. I appreciate you saying that. So my answer is yes, you should change from what you are doing to something else, and that music sounds perfect. Okay?
Okay. And even though I won't become a millionaire doing it, being here in Tulsa, that's okay because I'm 57
right.
now, and I have to start thinking spiritually.
Sure. Of course. But, you know, you'll do okay, though. You will. And that's what's important. You won't starve.
Okay. No, I'll never starve. I know that.
Yeah.
And
no good.
Anything else for me? Because I know there's a lot of people waiting, and I'm so happy I got to speak with you. You have a great voice,
well,
a great show. This is the second time I've tuned in.
Oh, well, thank you. I see so many fives this year. I think about there's five of them all together. So this is definitely the time to change, and I wouldn't wait. I would do it even now.
Let me ask you this. If I were thinking about selling a piece of real estate, would
yes.
it be better to do it now, or can I wait until spring?
I would do it now.
Oh.
You know, the period for real estate is the Uranus period, which for you is right after Christmas. But so you could do it then, or but now you're in the Jupiter period, which is the most beneficial period of all, and I would do it now if I were you. You have a card for selling real estate right now.
I have my real estate license.
Mm-hmm.
I used it in Pennsylvania. I don't use it here.
Okay.
Well, now see, you were a lot of help. Thank you so much.
All right, Thea. It's a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
And Robert, don't forget, 57 is the new 35.
Thanks
for having me. Bye.
You're welcome. Take care. Of course, Jacks never get old. They refuse to. Next caller tonight is Patricia. I'm not sure where she's from, but she's a Aries, Three of Diamonds, April 18th, 1973, 37 years old. Are you there, Patricia?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to the show, Patricia.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited.
So what's going on these days, diamond person?
Well, to make it brief, I guess, I really have more of a question about my relationship. I am involved with a Five of Diamonds and Jack of Clubs. And I know right now that the period that I'm in, I'm about to go into my Jupiter, which, you know, I'm excited about, but my relationship that I have with this person is very intense. And I know it's a karmic relationship, and I can tell. So I'm thinking apparently something happened in our past lives that causes it
yeah.
to be so intense.
Yeah.
So intense, you know. And, I mean, I have a feeling that this person, you know, that he won't go out of my life or you know, that we'll leave each other. But then I'm not sure. I'm so much in limbo.
Well, fives have a lot of trouble with the notion of commitment. I think you know that, right?
Yeah, I'm very aware. And the thing
so
is,
so as long as you don't want commitment, it's probably going to be. It could last longer. You understand?
Exactly. But
if you did want commitment, that could cause it to end because. The five person would think, well, I have to decide, and I'm always going to decide for my freedom, see, in favor of
That's
my
correct.
Freedom. So if you were to put any pressure on a five, you know, to make up their mind, they would just leave you, usually. Okay?
Typically, yes. It's so weird, though. He seems to be opposite of that. He's asking me, you know, he wants to get married, and I don't know.
I would
sure
be really afraid
that.
If you have him, if he's saying those things.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Because that's really unusual. I mean,
yeah,
because that's not the nature.
Opposite.
That's not the nature of a five. Okay. So there's something going on if he's, you know, in a hurry to make a commitment or something. There's something else going on. I don't know what that is. You should get to know him a little bit.
Yeah. I know you don't know, but I study your system, and I've done a lot of reading, and he's not very stable, I want to say, but not in a financial way, but just the way that he approaches the relationship, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so weird.
He's been very consistent, the relationship-wise. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry, say that again?
He's been very consistent towards the relationship. Is that what you're saying?
Right, and he's sort of controlling, and I hate that.
Yeah, well, Jack of Clubs always are. He's a Jack of Clubs, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And he acts just like that. It's, you know, I need this, I want that, put this in order, I need this in order, and it's...
Well, they have this whole model of what a perfect relationship should be, and it's usually the other person waiting hand and foot on them.
Exactly. You know? And that's what it is.
And one of my best friends is a tar. It's same cards, and you know his fight. You know, he got married once. I was surprised that he did it, but it didn't last too long. And he was always arguing with his wife, and it was mostly about he felt like he was doing too much.
Oh, yeah, right.
Which I thought was kind of funny, you know. Like that being a topic for arguing. I thought that was kind of strange. But you know,
you're right,
you're a three of diamonds and you have your own issues. But I'd say overall, you're a lot more marriageable than he is. And I just don't think this relationship can go too far because even you don't want to be controlled, you know.
Exactly.
So I think it's just here for a while and I think it will run its course eventually. That's what I think.
I mean, it will. I'm almost just too tired of it.
Yeah, I can tell. I can hear that in your voice. Yeah.
You know, I don't understand how my past seems to be an issue in the present.
You have your childhood, for example, and the things that happened as a child, and we carry that stuff around, most of us. We carry around those, whatever it was, hurts, pains, being misunderstood, whatever. Everybody does. I expect it myself. I expect it.
Right.
And, you know, being aware of it is really good because if we're aware of it, then we can watch it and we have a little more choice about how it gets expressed or if it gets expressed. So just being aware. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I were you, I would focus on yourself more. And who are you? And, you know, because you have your uncertainty about love and your indecision about love, which is major for you, I would focus in on that. And then I think how your boyfriend fits into the picture would just work itself out. You would get clear about that. That's what I think.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense, too. It does.
Yeah. So, you know, don't focus too much on him. Imagine that he's just there to mirror you back to you. Just imagine that,
right.
You know, that he's not really anything himself. He's just there to show you something about yourself. It might look a little different then if you looked at it from that point of view. See?
Yeah, that makes sense to me. It really does.
Good. I mean, because there's a part of you that really wants to settle down, but another part of you is uncertain about it too. So if you were to be really clear about that, if you could see all those parts of yourself that want to go different directions and get to know them, you know, you could make a choice then and it'll be a choice that would last. And you wouldn't attract somebody who's wishy-washy either once you're clear.
That's right. That's right. You make sense, though. And I understand that. And sometimes
yeah.
I seem to forget those things.
Yeah, we all
you
do.
Know? I mean, I realize it's the energy that I'm giving off as well, so I know it's what I'm attracting.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well,
but you are correct. So.
Well, you know, this is a year for you to work on insecurity. It's in the cards for you to work on your insecurity this year. So just work, just focus on that, and everything else will fall into place. I guarantee it.
Okay. Am I allowed to ask another question, or?
Well, no, we only do one per person.
Okay.
But you can call back another time.
Okay.
Thanks,
Thank
Patricia.
You so much.
By the way, where do you live? We never found out where you're from.
I am in South Carolina.
Oh, really? Okay. You're not far from where I live, I guess.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Where are you?
North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm in South Carolina, Columbia. So.
Oh, yeah. We drove through there yesterday on our way from Florida to Raleigh, North Carolina. Drove right through.
Wow.
All right. Well, thanks for being my guest tonight, Patricia. And you can call again and ask another question, all right?
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great night.
Okay. You do the same.
Bye-bye. Okay, one more caller before we take a break. This is Mary from California. She's born December the 9th, 1969. This is a nine of clubs and a king of diamonds, 40 years old. Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm just curious. I know that you were talking to that other caller about fives and that being kind of a state of transition. I feel like I'm in a lot of transition with my job and with my relationship and just everything, my whole life. And I'm just wondering, in particular, I'm just trying to figure out whether I should relocate just to sort of have, I don't feel like when I'm closing a door that another door is opening in these areas. And I'm just wondering, maybe should I relocate? Am I, you know, which period am I in and how can I best use the energy to sort of propel me?
Well, let me ask you a couple questions so I can kind of get clear, because I see that you just came through a period where there might have been a breakup with somebody, relationship-wise.
Okay.
So are you single now or married? What's your status?
Yeah, I'm single. Mm-hmm.
And was there a relationship that broke up recently?
We've been petering out for a while now, but, yeah, I think it's pretty much done.
Uh-huh. Was it really difficult? Was it hard?
Kind of. It was, but it wasn't the worst relationship ever. It's just he wasn't the right person for me.
Uh-huh. Well, because you had the card of breaking up in what we call the Saturn period, which is every year there's a Saturn period. For you, it starts on July the 6th and goes until August 27th. And it's typically the hardest period of the year for everybody. You know, things that happen then just seem to be more intense and more difficult to deal with. That's why I asked about that. Okay.
Okay.
So you were meant to let go, though, this relationship. And there's it's like some way you've been approaching your relationships just isn't working, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to let go of all of this to find out what it is. That's what I
uh-huh.
see.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it looks like there's good things happening work-wise. What are you doing with your work?
Well, I'm in transition there, too. I actually quit my job without having something lined up, which was probably not the smartest thing to do in this economy, but...
Well, what do you want? What do you want to have happen?
I would like to find my calling, and I don't know if that's too idealistic, but I just want to feel more energized by my work.
Well, yeah. You're a nine of clubs, and typically nine of clubs are most fulfilled when they're giving knowledge to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be like a teacher, an author, a public speaker, a radio person. Takes lots of forms, you know. But something like that, you know. Look at Anthony Robbins. He's a famous nine of clubs who's, you know, given a lot of information to the world that helps people.
Mm-hmm.
As an example, see?
Mm-hmm.
So the bigger you can make that, the more satisfying it is.
Okay.
The more people you can help.
And
so
you
maybe,
think
you,
maybe
you haven't really ventured out. I'm sorry, what did you say?
King of Diamond, do you think I'm cut out for self-employment?
Yes, I do. Have you ever tried it?
No, not really. No.
Well, what's holding you back? You know, what's holding you back?
A couple different things. Things like health insurance, that kind of things. You know, I like all this.
Well, that's not health insurance. Never held anybody back, but the fear of not having health insurance might have held them back.
Yeah, it's the fear, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have children?
Not yet. Not yet. I haven't been married yet, so.
So you mean you're worried about health insurance and it's only you that you're worried about?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Well, I have some health issues, so it's more intense.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I hope that doesn't end up being on your gravestone. You know, never tried anything because I had to have health insurance.
Okay, I take your point.
You know, you get my point?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, because if that's it, then that's it, right? I could say, oh, there's some great cards for you to be really successful this year, but I can't really take a chance and do a business on my own because I have to have health insurance. So I'm going to go back and work in prison again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to go work that job that I hate, that it puts bread on me. It gives me that health insurance that I really want, so.
Right, but then it makes me sick because then I hate my life and then I'm stressed and all that kind
of
stuff.
Probably your health situation is probably related to the fact that you don't love your work, you know?
Possibility.
It might be.
Yeah.
So, you know, anybody who's basing their life on what they're afraid of is always feeling like they're in prison of some kind.
Yeah.
And it's up to each of us individually to decide if we want to be out of prison or not.
Yeah.
And people do it, you know, people do it every day, but you have to be the one to do it. Nobody can do it for you. See?
Right.
But you're still young, you know, so if it's painful enough, maybe you'll let go and try something new. It'll be great. I think you have tons to offer, and I think you could be very successful. King of Diamonds generally know how to make money from the get-go. They're born with it. You know?
Yeah, I have that. I have that instinct. It's just I've kind of put it on the shelf for a while. So.
Yeah. So you need to dust it off and use it. That's my suggestion.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, we're going to take a quick song here and then come back and take a few more calls. We have about 15 minutes left, folks. Be right back. call that song Flying. It's one of my favorites. Hope you like it too. Our next caller is Santa Lee from Portland, Oregon. She's a Queen of Hearts, Five of Clubs, November 21st, 1968. Are you there, Santa Lee?
Hi, Robert. I am. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me, Robert?
I don't think she's there. Or some, no one's there. Let's see here.
My headset wasn't working. Sorry about that.
Our next caller is Santa. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Who is this?
This is Santa Lee.
Who am I speaking to?
Sanandra.
Sanandra. Okay, Sanandra.
Oh, okay. I think you've got like two people on the line, kind. I can hear somebody else talking too.
Okay.
But I think you're hearing me and you're not hearing her.
And you're October 1st, 1957, right?
That's right.
Welcome
so
to the show.
There's no mistake, right?
There are no mistakes. That's correct. So, welcome to the show. How are you tonight?
I'm great, thanks.
And what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I guess, there's a few things, but I think the top of the list is there a move for me? I keep getting some information that, my business would be more successful and I'd find love if I actually moved out of this place I've been in for about 22 years.
So why have you taken so long to consider this?
Well, actually, it's only been the last couple of years that I've been considering it because I really love the green and I'm living in the desert. And, you know, there's just so many things that hold me here, my business, which I love, and my employees. But, you know, I haven't had a good relationship in several years. And I really
Well, this would have been a good year to move, this year that's just ending now on your birthday. But you also have good cards for this coming year as well.
Okay.
It's almost like inevitable this year. And this is an especially good year coming up. I need to tell you about it.
Okay.
Like if you have plans to achieve some high measure of success, notoriety, or recognition by the world around you, this would be the year to make that happen. It would be a sure thing.
Plans.
Okay.
Okay.
So, like taking your business to a whole nother level, for example?
Yes.
Maybe reaching out to larger audiences or our larger customer base?
Yes.
This is going to be a great year. All you have to do is get a really clear picture of what you want. That's really all you have to do.
Okay.
You have to get a real clear picture of how you would like to see. And you got to think big as well. You can't think small with this. You have to think big.
I have some pretty big opportunities coming in right now.
Yeah. And, you know, there's only certain times in life when I can actually tell a client, hey, you got the green light to do this, okay? And you should act on it because it's got better results than you imagine. And this is the kind of year you're looking at here.
Okay, great.
And it starts on your birthday. Not on January 1st, so it's coming very soon.
Awesome.
So, great having you on the show. And
okay,
we'd like to hear
you.
Back from you what happened, you know.
I'll do it. I really love your work. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you being there because our other caller
really
disappeared.
I'm sorry?
Our other caller disappeared. I don't know where they went. So I'm glad you were there.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right. Take care, Sananda.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm not sure who's next, Seth. If there's somebody left to talk to, please put them on.
Robert, can you hear me?
Anyone there?
Robert?
There were a couple of callers. There was Dawn.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dawn.
And Dawn, what's your birthday?
12/13/75.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
probably one of the most restless birthdays in the whole calendar years.
But with the seven diamonds, I thought that kind of evened some of it out.
It might, though. I have a good friend of your birthday, and I never know where he's going to be when he calls next time.
True. I love to travel, so.
Yeah, well, I'll say.
So my question is, I'm in like a two of hearts right now.
Yeah.
The 52-day period. And I was wondering, there's someone that I know, and I was just wondering if you could look at our compatibility and see if that would be maybe because if that would indicate like a relationship with that person or, and he's a seven
What's
of diamonds.
What's the birthday?
It's April 14th, 4/14.
Uh-huh. What about the year?
And I didn't, 86.
Okay. Well, he's a seven of diamonds like you.
Right.
So that's kind of interesting.
Right. And I don't know much about like the same birth card when it's a planetary ruling card and then a
It's called a planet it's called a work? We call it a birth card ruling card match, you know, and it's a very favorable aspect.
Okay.
He's also Neptune to you, because his nine of clubs, I mean his nine of clubs ruling card is your Neptune card. So, there could be a potential for a very strong romantic connection there with him.
Okay.
The only thing is, people with his birthday, you have to find out if he's the kind of guy that really wants to settle down, you know?
Uh-huh. Because of the nine of clubs, or?
Yeah, the nine of clubs, you know. Male nine of clubs like to play the field quite a bit. Not always, but a lot of them do. So you have to find out if he's ready for, you know, something a little more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And he's younger than you.
Right.
So he may still be in those sowing my oats period of life, you know what I mean?
Right.
So what's the situation?
Is there anything in the cards that would indicate that we could be a match for each other? Like, you know.
Well, your result card this year is a nine of clubs. That's his card.
Oh yeah, so. That's right. because with the seven of diamonds, we have like every other year displace the two of hearts. So we're both on two of hearts this year.
The real important question is, you know, have you guys kissed yet? I mean, where are you at?
Yes, we've dated before, and we're kind of, he's like coming back into my life, so I didn't know if this was something that is just like a good friendship, you know, because we've stayed in touch, or if this is something that is going to be maybe a little more serious.
Well, you could always ask him.
But right, but I just want to know
your result card is pretty strong, so I would be open to that possibility and see.
Okay.
You know, you haven't seen each other in a while, is that true?
No, I've seen him. No, I've seen him the whole, you know, pretty much the whole time, but just now we're starting to connect again. So I just wanted to see with my two of hearts, I thought, well, maybe this is a time that, you know, we would make it like more permanent.
I think you have other options out there though, too.
Okay.
Because the three of diamonds is there with it.
Right. What is the three of diamonds?
Well, it means multiple choices.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see. But there is a good chance that you'll end up with him. He's showing up pretty strongly in your cards at the end of the year. So let's just be open-minded and see what happens.
Right. Well, because my birthday's in December, so it's almost the end of the year for me. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The next two periods will be quite interesting for you.
Okay, so anything else I need to look out for?
Oh, no,
the last 2 months before?
I think you got your hands full. You're doing good.
Okay.
All right, so thanks for being my guest. I'm glad you made it through.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, have a good night. Okay, we had one Sana Lee come back, but we're out of time now, so we're going to have to let that go. We have to prepare for the next show, which starts in about 5 minutes. So we're going to end now, and Seth is going to play the Gayatri Mantra while waiting for the next show to begin. And apparently the host of the next show is a real big fan of mine. probably is in the cards. So maybe she'll say something about that tonight. You guys have a great night, and we'll see you here next Monday, same time. I look forward to it. We have a special topic next week and a special guest to discuss it. I'll tell you more about it in the email blast next week. Have a great week. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night.
Om Purva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Purva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Deyo Yona Prachodayam.